Unit 6, Mid-Autumn Feast. Without question, one of the most important holidays in many Asian countries is the Mid-Autumn Feast. This holiday is also known as the Moon Festival in some countries. There are many legends about this holiday. One ancient Chinese legend tells of a woman who flew to the moon after she stole a magical pill from her husband. According to the legend, the woman's husband, who is an archer, still chases after his wife, trying to shoot her with his arrows of light. The woman remains safely protected on the moon in the Palace of the Rabbit. The date of the Mid-Autumn Feast is based on the lunar calendar and is held on the 15th day of the 8th moon. This date usually falls sometime in late August or September, according to the solar calendar. In China, as well as in other countries, this holiday is celebrated by friends and family exchanging mooncakes, and paper lanterns are often lit at night. In Hong Kong, the Mid-Autumn Feast is seen as a woman's occasion because the moon is closely associated with female or yin characteristics. On this holiday in the past, a table was set outside the house, and dishes of round fruit, which represent the full moon, filled the table. These fruits included apples, oranges, peaches, and pomegranates. Mooncakes were also set out on the table along with rice, wine, and tea. Gifts of spirit money could also be found among the offerings to the moon. Today, most families in Hong Kong celebrate this holiday with a family dinner. If there are young children in the family, parents may take them out to a nearby park or to the beach so that everyone can enjoy the full moon on this night. The family may also set up lit candles all around themselves while they watch the moon rise. Mooncakes are also an important part of this holiday in Taiwan. It is the custom that gifts of mooncakes are passed out to family members, employers, and friends. In the old days, scholars who tutored students also gave mooncakes to each of their students. The students then gave their tutors an envelope of money. In Taiwanese homes, tables are set with fruit, mooncakes, and tea. Incense and paper money are also traditionally burned as part of the offerings. Korea also celebrates its own version of the Mid-Autumn Feast. All stores and businesses take the day off so that families may spend the day together. On the morning of this holiday, almost everyone dresses up in their finest clothes, men in suits and women in the national dress of Korea. For many people, the first business of the day is to visit the family burial place where families offer sacrifices of traditional food at graves. The family then comes together for dinner. The Mid-Autumn Feast in Vietnam is seen as a children's holiday, but it is also enjoyed by adults. Mooncakes filled with peanuts, sugar, duck egg yolks, raisins, watermelon seeds, or other treats are exchanged and, of course, enjoyed by everyone. Paper lanterns are also an important part of this holiday in Vietnam. Many shops begin selling the lanterns long before the holiday, and children may be seen playing with them for several days before the actual day of the celebration. On the night of the Mid-Autumn Feast, children put lit candles into their lanterns, and then they all take their lanterns out onto the streets, where the colorful parade of glowing shapes lights up the night under the full moon.